Hey guys, let's talk about another one, D. Lantero. This is a really fantastic tequila to me, but it is another 1414 brand, and I love brands from 1414. So I got the opportunity to interview the owner, Ilya Lerner, and he is a guy from Moscow who came to the States, got started in the vodka business, and really wanted to come out with a tequila, and he did. He goes through a whole process of how he started in the tequila business. I did an interview with him. You want to check it out? I'll put a little link so you can check it out. It's on the YouTube, and he talks about what it took to go find a great master distiller and a great brand to make tequila, went several places and landed at 1414. And his strike into this business is the soccer world, right? D. Lantero in soccer is a forward or the striker. So he really wanted to focus on that. That's why you'll see there's a soccer ball right on the logo. And this tequila is featured in the Orange County soccer team stadium, and they've come up with some drinks that are really cool. We talk about it in the interview. Go find out about it. Some great information. But I wanted to do a review on the tequila and really talk about the flavors and the nose and what this tequila is all about. Let's dive into the nose of this one. Okay, it's very 1414. I get that nice earthiness, that cooked agave, a little bit of citrus. I also get just a little teeny bit of funkiness out of this one, almost like a malolactic type fermentation, but based on the interview, there's not any in this one. So I don't know why I'm picking that up today. There's a really good pedricor or earthiness in this one, more though than what I pick up on our other Highland 1414 tequilas. Dive into the taste here. Nice cooked agave, nice vanilla, and then I get a really nice pepper, almost like a jalapeno pepper type flavor, a vegetal note that's really nice there. It has a really nice sweetness, and then it gets really fired up. That finish is spicy, a nice little hint of cinnamon, a little bit of, I'm gonna say pepper, but I really don't know if that's pepper in that finish mixing with that cinnamon. This is a really nice tequila, very easy to drink. And I wanna talk about a couple of drinks that they highlight at the stadium. So I'm gonna put those on the screen right now. These three drinks that they have are all made with D. Lantero to make at the stadium. And I'm going to make these three drinks on the show through summertime because they all seem like really nice summertime drinks and a good twist on some of the drinks that are already out there. Tequila is not the nationwide distribution. It is really only in the California area through some local liquor stores, and you can get it online. So check out their website. We'll put a link right here somewhere where you can find it online. It's definitely a tequila worth putting on your shelf and drinking, tasting. It's another great option from NOM 1414. Sergio Cruz, you are absolutely a magician at making different flavor profiles out of the same distillery with the same ingredients. Just really good water, really amazing agave, and some pretty cool yeast. So I appreciate you tuning in. Let me know if you've had D. Lantero tequila and what you think about it. Also, put in there if you're a soccer fan or not. Sport that I'm learning to like a lot more than what I have in the past. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.